When I first read the poem Snow, I was struck by the way it spoke to the relationship between permanence and loss. This is something I've been exploring in my own work for a while, and I'm interested in the tension between these as it relates to my personal experience as a mother, as well as to our collective experiences in terms of climate change and the pandemic. Through beginning to explore this topic further, I came across many articles in a large Facebook community dedicated to cataloguing the life and times of snow patches across Scotland. These are the small fragments of snow that remain into the summer. Until recently, a number of these had a good chance of making it all the way through summer and into winter again, including the most infamous and well-named, the Sphinx. But increasingly, this is no longer the case. As our climate changes, these small fragments of snow have shifted from being an almost permanent feature to a seasonal presence. For many, this visible loss has become symbolic of something much less tangible that we're all grappling with. I also became captivated by the forms, smooth and relatively plain above, but a complex mosaic underneath where wind and the melting process has eaten at them. A stratification of time and change. In developing the pieces, I took these forms as a canvas to explore my own relationship and memories of snow, motherhood and loss, using a lithography process to print photographs onto the hand-built and carved undersides of the forms. The piece requires the viewer to shift and peer to get a view of what's going on below the surface. It is said that there are 421 words for snow in Scots, so hard to choose, but in Doric, spoken in the northeast where I grew up and where some of the photos were taken, the word is sna, and there was a lot of it back in the day.